Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we have a great, I mean great, 3 hours in store for you. So keep it locked right here on the Fox Sports Radio, on the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening, and you will not regret it. We got some good stuff in store. Greg Jennings, the Renaissance man, he got caught up in something yesterday.
Yeah,
his weightlifting session went longer than expected. And
next time we're going to hang up on him when he comes to the phone.
Look at Rob be so rude to our guests, man. I mean, my goodness. Like I said, if I came on your show and you treated me like that, I'd be looking for you.
Is that right?
Be looking for your old self.
I'll play around. Don't you disrespect the Odd Couple. You better come correct.
I guess that's how we got to do it. You the bad cop. I'm the good cop.
Oh, is that what it is? I'm just saying. I'm keeping it real 100%.
I'm just messing with you. I'm messing with you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm heading to Sacramento tomorrow, finally.
Oh, wow. So you going to hook up with some of our callers?
Wow. Yes. I'm going up there, have some wings, going to the Kings game as well. Looking forward to a nice little trip just up there for one night, and I'll be back on Sunday. So, yeah, looking forward to it. All good on this Friday, ready to go. We got a lot to talk about.
It's a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. You know where he's at. In the crates. And on the update is our man, as he is every Friday, Steve DeSager. And running things, of course, super producer Rob G. All right, Rob, let's get into it. The big game this weekend. A lot of NFL action, obviously, every weekend. But the big game is the Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys. And Amari Cooper is out. Is it COVID, Rob G? He's on the COVID list, yeah. So he looks like he's going to miss the game. But Amari Cooper is a very good receiver, so I don't want to minimize his talent.
But let me minimize him. That's what you're going to do. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying. They're going to
I don't want
right.
to minimize him, right? But let me tell you, it ain't going to matter.
Michael Gallup's back. They got CeeDee Lamb, who might be their best receiver anyway. Like, they'll be all right. All right? It's not like they only have one top receiver. So I think they're going to be fine. It hurts some, but it's not going to be an excuse should they lose. We talked about it, Rob. Tampa Bay's been without Rob Gronkowski, Antonio Brown. Everybody's got some injuries, COVID, whatever. As long as it's not like an Aaron Rodgers or Kyler Murray, you know. So anyway, that won't be an excuse. But I'm going to say this, Rob. You would typically think that the Chiefs, being, you know, the success they've had over the last 3 years, last year obviously getting to the Super Bowl, losing, winning the Super Bowl the year before, going to the AFC Championship game the year before that, and Dallas struggling mightily for the last quarter century, you would think that this, you know, would be a prove-it game for Dallas, right? I mean, they're the new kids on the block, so to speak. I know they got veterans, Zeke, Dak, and all that, but they haven't done anything. Let's just keep it real. But I feel the opposite way, Rob. I feel like this year, this is a prove-it game for Kansas City. Like, I think they've got more to prove. I think a win by them would say more about them than a win by Dallas would say about it. Now, that'd be if Dallas wins, they're going to get more love than they've already been getting. But my point is this, Rob. I think we know what Dallas is. Dallas is beating good teams. Minnesota's a good team, even though their record doesn't look like it. You know, New England obviously has proven to be a good team. They've beaten them. They've beaten the Chargers. They have. They're legit. They're legit NFC contenders. The Chiefs, I still think they're elite, but I got to be honest. The reason I feel like they're elite is because of what they've done the past 3 years, not what they've done this year. And the reason I feel like they have a shot in the AFC is because, again, their three-year stretch before this season and the fact that there's no world beater in the AFC. Like, you look at most power rankings, it's mostly NFC teams at the top. The AFC, the best team playing right now is Tennessee, and they don't have their best player. So I think, Rob, Kansas City, yeah, they looked good last week against Las Vegas, but let's keep it real. Vegas is reeling. They lost to the Giants the week before. Henry Ruggs was not only a big loss for them on the field, their one of their top receivers, but also, Rob, he killed a person with a DWI and probably going to spend the next decade plus in prison. Yeah. That locker room is probably an emotional wreck after that.
And the kid, he's only 22. He's a kid.
Right.
And
his whole life is gone.
Like, imagine being a professional, making it your dream to the NFL. And in the blink of an eye, Chris, it's all over. And the Raiders are done with you. And, you know, like, you're in all kinds of legal problems, and your family and friends and all the people who have seen you to this point. And, yes, you're right. Teammates, you see somebody's life change in a blink of an eye.
Man.
It is a lot to overcome.
It's more than just a typical injury. So, yeah, so those are reasons, Rob. I think they proved a little something last week. It was good to see. But that doesn't mean they're back yet.
Yeah,
Sunday would mean, okay, they're back.
They have not fared well against good teams at home. Lost
to
Baltimore. Well, but I'm just saying at home, though. This is my, like, home games. Lost to Baltimore, lost to the Chargers, lost to Buffalo, and they beat Green Bay 13-7 without Aaron Rodgers. Like, I look at those games. And if they beat Dallas at home, I think then you could say, all right, looks like they righted the ship. They got the win against, you know, it wasn't a great win, but they beat the Giants to get to 4-4. They beat Green Bay to go to 5-4. They blow out Vegas, and now they get a really good team, and they're at home, and they win. If they give up 38 points and lose 38-15 or 17 or whatever score, then you got to look and go, okay, the defense ain't fixed. Right?
Right.
You start to look at that. If Patrick Mahomes goes
right
back
now
to,
like, the defense is fixed.
Right. If Patrick goes back to the turnovers, right, it's been a couple games now. He hasn't had any. If he throws two picks, you got to go, okay, now what's happened here? What's going on? So I think for Kansas City, it's more so. Not that Dallas doesn't want to win or you know, they wouldn't want to, you know, punch their ticket even more. But then the division that they're in, they're going to win the division. It's a piece of cake. So that's already an advantage where the Chiefs aren't sure they're going to win the division, right? You know, like, for sure. Whereas, you know, the Cowboys will, because there's nobody really else in the way.
Right.
So, yeah, this is a bigger game for Kansas City. For Dallas, there's nothing Dallas can really prove, Chris, until they get to the postseason. They haven't been to an NFC championship game in 25 years. That's what it's about. Forget it, they haven't even gotten there, let alone a Super Bowl. I mean, it's been a quarter century. And they have to prove it in the postseason for people to buy into the Cowboys. People talk about the Cowboys all the time. I remember, was it 2 years ago when ESPN predicted them to go to the Super Bowl? Like, people have been saying this for years, Chris, like for years.
Right.
And they haven't sniffed it.
But I'll be honest, right? Like, number one, even though I think Kansas City has more to gain and more to prove in this game, I do think Dallas will benefit if they win too. And I don't mean just by their record improving, but I do think, like, if they win this game, it's a statement for them too. I just think it's a bigger statement for Kansas City. Like, if they win this game, you're really going to start to hear people talk about Dallas maybe being the best team in the league.
Yeah, but they might, depending on how Kansas City plays, they might say they are not fixed. Okay, Dallas did what all the good, like a lot of good teams have come in there and beat them. I'm not trying to say that they don't get anything from it, Chris, but it just depends on how they win the game and how Kansas City plays, how much you'll validate it. Does that make sense?
But if Kansas City doesn't play well, I think Dallas will get a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, but it'll be another example of Kansas City maybe not really being there and winning games against teams that were either emotionally spent, missing players, or just not that good. Because that's what the last three wins have been. Giants, they won 2017. Packers, 13-7 without Aaron Rodgers. And then they beat up on the Raiders. So it's a big win.
Would you write off, I'm guessing you wouldn't this soon, but maybe. Would you write off the Chiefs if they get beaten handily?
No. Can't write them off, but I don't think you can make them the favorites of anything. I think you can't take a look and factor in the last 2 years or the last 3 years. You got to look at them for this year. If say they finish 8-8 or 8-9 and 8 or something, that would be a far cry from where they were and how dominant they were. Right. This is a different Kansas City Chiefs team than we saw the previous 3 years.
Right. But if they win big, I think people will view them again as the favorites in the AFC. If they win big, not just if they win. If they win, yeah, they get a benefit and people will say, okay, they're back again. But they'll still be kind of in that pack. But if they – and I'm talking about perception, because the bottom line, Rob, is we got so much time left that, you know, it's open. Both conferences
ain't nothing
going
to be decided this week.
Exactly.
Period. For anybody. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. No one's going to be crowned this weekend. But I get what you're saying. If they could win or if they win in a blowout.
Yeah,
if they get blown out, Chris, what would you think if they got blown out at home and they lose 42-7? I'm just throwing a score out.
Like you say, I mean, if they lose 42-7, the worst thing that could happen, like realistically, is something like 34-14.
Okay.
Now, obviously, that's not good either, but I cannot see something like 42-7. But
no, that would be an ultimate butt.
Yeah, that would be like, oh my gosh. But to answer your question, if they lose big, like you said, you can't write them off. They do still have the talent, but all of that goodwill and all of that confidence they reinstilled in people that, you know, are their fans from last week will be gone. And I think here's a question, Rob. You saw last week after their win over the Raiders, Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and others talked about having their swagger back, right? They talked about watching this video of this high school kid from years ago who said, I got my swagger back. Ah! And Kelce even did it, the exact move the kid did. If number one, Rob, that tells you their confidence was shaken, right?
There's no doubt. There's no way that they had gone through, Chris, what they had been through this year. And they could sit there and act like, well, you know, the last 3 years. No, they had been beat up and things had happened to them that they hadn't experienced.
Right.
Like, period.
And they admitted
it
by saying, we got our swagger back. Okay, so you lost your swagger.
Right. Where was it?
Over the past month. Right.
Right.
So if they lose this game, especially if they get blasted, I don't think a close loss will rock them. I mean, obviously, they'll be disappointed. They'll got to go back to the drawing board. It won't rock them. If they get destroyed, that confidence, Rob, I think is going to go again. It's going to go again. And they're going to have to try to find – they almost have to run the table at that point to really get it back to where it was. So, big game for Kansas City, big game for Dallas, but bigger for the Chiefs, in our opinion. But what say you? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. All right, will the Chiefs lose all of the goodwill they earned a week ago by blasting Rob G's Raiders? Big whoop. If they lose this Sunday to the Cowboys, we'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I just want to listen. I don't even feel like interrupting. Half stepping. It's the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a funky flashback Friday, courtesy of our resident DJ Alex Teichert.
What do you think this is, WBLS, Chris? What do you
I know. There's a little DJ up in me. I was a DJ in college, Rob.
I've heard that story. What were you playing? Yes. Top 40? Were you Casey Kasem? Who were you?
Nah, man. I was playing the hit. I was playing hip-hop and R&B. I rocked the parties, man. All right. Feel your best with M-Drive. If you want to lose weight, try M-Drive Lean. Protein powder backed by real science to help you lose weight. Go to mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdriveformen.com. 877-99 on Fox. Who's this game bigger for? The Cowboys or the Chiefs? What's your opinion?
All right, here we go. Let's kick it off with Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle from another mother, DJ Chrissy B. I didn't even know, Chris. I thought you was all sports all the time, bro.
Wow, man. I had a sports show. I did sports news for the radio station and wrote for the paper, and I DJed. Had a radio show, DJed the parties, the clubs, all that.
Sure. Yeah, so you was the original DJ Mustard, huh? With the high yellow selfie you were.
That's rocking the house, DJ baby. Rocking the house. Yes. Rocking the house.
Sean, you ready?
You hanging out with
him?
Your fiance? Are y'all married?
Tell Rob, man. Engaged. I got some bad news, big homie.
What? See? His fiance was like, yo,
I've listened to the odd couple. Chris.
And unless you're going out with the light skin, when you ain't going.
Yo, Tyser, let me get the breaking news sound if you got it, bro.
Where's the breaking news?
This just in from Sac State. They done raised tuition, Big Rob, so you're going to have to bring a couple more singles tomorrow, brother.
All right. Let's go. We got to put it.
Bad news.
No, that's good news. That's good news.
Hey, that's bad for the co-eds. That's good for Rob, though. Am I right?
That's right. Yes, sir. Can't wait. All right. What you got?
Man. Hey, Chris, we still need to get you out here, man. We're going to be eating at Kevin Johnson restaurant without you, but it's all good.
Yeah, we're going to Fix It.
I love to go
Chris.
Check out Fix It. That's his restaurant?
Yeah, that's his restaurant. KJ? He has one in L.A. I ate there. So
really?
I
didn't even know that. Soul food?
Yeah, soul food. Yep.
Okay.
So, yes, sir. You know it. Original South Texas soul food.
Yeah,
but anyway,
right.
Man, my take on this real quick, man, is who in the world – have the Chiefs beat, man. They're going to need this to put on their belt. They're going to need this to try to prove everybody wrong. All I keep hearing is how much Patrick Mahomes is back and how great the Chiefs are, but they're beating a bunch of also-rans, man. They're going to have to put somebody on their schedule that they actually could prove something before I start putting them into the playoffs anytime soon. They're battling it out in the AFC West, the most competitive division in football right now.
No, you're right. Yeah, this would be one of those games. Chris is right. Like, if they were to beat Dallas, you'd have to take a look at them and think, okay, like, they got this thing sorted out. It's a home game. And if they lose, you go, wait a minute. Okay, Dallas is a good team, but they beat up on the Raiders a week ago, and it's a home game.
You're at home, right?
You're at home. You gotta win.
And you do have a legit home field advantage with that crowd and Arrowhead. So yeah, it would be a bad loss. If it's close, it wouldn't kill them. But if they get beaten handily, it's gonna set them back.
Kevin in North Kakalaki, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
What is going on, guys? Back on again.
Yeah, good to have you.
Doing pretty good.
Let's see. No, I mean, personally, if I got to make a call here, man, I feel like this game is bigger for Dallas.
How? I'd love to hear this.
Cause think about it, man. Like, everybody's on the bandwagon right now, bro. Like, if everybody, I mean, if you listen to social media, this is quote unquote ready for the Super Bowl year for the Cowboys. I mean,
yeah,
but you
know they're gonna lose. You don't expect them necessarily to win every game. And if they lose to Kansas City, there's really no shame.
If they lose to Kansas City on the road, Chris,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like the end of the world,
right?
For Dallas, I don't think you could like write them off and go, "Oh, they lost to Kansas City on the road.
Exactly.
They can't make a run in the playoffs."
That's how you logical guys are saying it. But the fandom out there, the Cowboy Nation,
they've been saying it for 25 years.
Right. They, of course, think they're going to win every game.
Right.
But if they get blown out, I still don't think it'll make people think they can't contend in the NFC, but it will, you know, that'll set them back a little bit.
It'll dampen the fire, put out the fire a little bit. Yeah. I don't disagree with that. If they look terrible, it will hurt.
Right. All right, we got Greg Jennings. We'll continue this with him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He couldn't come on yesterday because he was working on his muscles.
Great.
I mean, he gave us some story, but we know it was leg day.
You know, we always thought that Greg Jennings' word was his bond. You know,
thighs and quads and all that. So he was in the weight room getting it
in. What's going on? How come you dissing us? You're not showing up when we need you on the show, Greg. What's going on?
Hey, man. So I took that L at the Natural Olympia, and I was like, I can't show my voice to these guys. I can't
man.
Talk to
Did
them.
You? So no. Was that recent?
Yeah, that was
it
the one.
It was last
Last week? Oh,
weekend.
I was off, so I didn't. Oh, so you did you finish? Like,
where'd you
so
finish,
where,
Greg?
What happened?
You know, I don't know yet. They haven't sent out the judges' placements and everything. I finished outside of the top five, but it was a great learning experience. I'm not a complainer, so I don't give the sad story of what coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Right.
So I just take that L and move on.
So you said Olympics. Like, this was an international, like, the top of the line?
Yeah, this was Olympia. So it was competitors from Italy, Australia, they were from Germany. Obviously.
Did you feel, you played, you know, football, basketball, all that. You know when you step up in competition. Did you feel like, this is a new level? Or
this
do you feel
deal,
like
right.
you just didn't perform well or you got jobbed? Or, you know what I'm saying?
I was ready, man. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I felt really good about what I was putting on stage. It just didn't work out. That's all.
You did your thing.
Fair.
Yeah,
that's right. Fair. I'm prepared. You put yourself in position, and it didn't work out.
Exactly.
Okay, we got it. All right, let's ask about this game, Kansas City and the Cowboys. Chris and I were just talking about it. We think it means more to Kansas City to see if they've really turned the corner or if they get beat up at home by Dallas, then really have they done anything? Is it a bigger game for Dallas or a bigger game for Kansas City?
I think it's a bigger game for the Dallas Cowboys. And this is why. Obviously Kansas City has been inconsistent this year. But we've seen the Dallas Cowboys over the last 25-plus years have some type of success during the regular season and then fade out, whether it's at the end of the season or against the upper echelon opponent or in the playoffs. And so for me, Kansas City has it rolling right now. They're kind of finding their way. They're getting back to that prolific offense that we've seen. Defense is playing better. The Cowboys are playing at a high level. Can they continue to sustain that level against the reigning AFC champions, who we all still think are a viable contender to come out of the AFC? So for me, when you haven't won and when you haven't proven it, when you needed to prove it, it's still on you to make sure you go out and you handle business.
See, the only thing, Greg, I'll disagree is I think for the Cowboys, it's all about the postseason. And you know, you've crowned Kansas City as being back. They beat the Giants 20-17. They beat the Packers 13-7 at home. And they blew out the Raiders. I'll give you that. But I don't know if people, if they were to get blown out in this game, you don't think people would question if Kansas City loses to Dallas bad at home to say they lost to three or four really good teams all at home, and you'd have to question them again and whether or not they've turned the corner?
You're right. I believe that. I believe that to be the case. However, when I think about the Dallas Cowboys, it's not just about – it is about winning in the postseason, but it's a psyche. When you can check off and you can look over your resume and you say, oh, man, we clipped off the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead. Like, those are things that you go back to and you pull from in the postseason. You grab some of that confidence that you had in those moments, and you allow yourself to ride that into the postseason. So for me, the Kansas City Chiefs, regardless of what's going on, they still believe that they can turn on that switch. Like, nobody in that locker room does not believe that they don't have a chance. The Dallas Cowboys believe that they have a chance, but we haven't seen it when it matters most. We've seen it when it matters most for the Kansas City Chiefs. This year has just been more of a wrinkle than the previous 2 years.
All right, let's go to Green Bay and Minnesota, teams you know very well. I hear a lot of
division
people picking Minnesota. And there is a part of me that, you know, because they are a good team despite their record. I mean, we've seen them play, lose some really tough games. But there's a part of me that kind of feels like they could get this one. But the thing that kept me from saying, you know what, I'm going with Minnesota and I'm still picking Green Bay is the rivalry. And I just feel like Green Bay is not going to let – I know it's in Minnesota, but that the rivalry impact part of it is going to make sure Green Bay pulls this out because it's such a big divisional game. Are you with me on that, or do you think the Vikings might – get this one?
I'm with you when it comes to I think that the Packers will walk away with the win. Your reason why, I'm not with that. With it being a rivalry game, that's what gives me a little bit of like, the Minnesota Vikings always play the Green Bay Packers well, especially at U.S. Bank. And when you look at how the Minnesota Vikings have been playing, they've been playing good ball. They get off to a fast start, and then they kind of dwindle in the second half, primarily the third quarter. However, this is the first time we will be having this type of conversation saying the reason why the Green Bay Packers have the advantage is because of their defense.
You just hit
it's not about Aaron Rodgers. We know what he can do, but that offense has been struggling. But that defense is playing lights out. They have been playing lights out. And if they continue to play the way that they've been playing defensively, you just gotta believe that Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, and all the rest of the supporting cast, even without Aaron Jones, who will be missed, detrimental to their success. He is. However, you believe that they will get it together and find a way to win.
They had the shutout, and then they only gave up 13 points to the Chiefs the week before. The defense has played well, and Greg, they're making the back end of that defense making plays, interceptions in the end zone. Right, am I right? Like they've made plays.
They have, and it reminds me I'm reminded of a Rob Parker talking about how Tom Brady was able to ride and win based on those great defenses that he had. I'm wondering, is Rob Parker going to end up saying Aaron Rodgers got one? If they are to go on and win a Super Bowl, will Rob Parker say he won this Super Bowl based on his defense?
If that's the way it plays out, of course I will. Greg, I'm as consistent as a bran muffin every morning.
Please, please.
I'm consistent, Greg. That's the one thing you can count on for me.
Consistently inconsistent. All right, Greg. Look, Cam Newton getting his first start. We all loved seeing what, you know, Cam scored the two touchdowns.
Especially
I mean, it's just a great story for him. Yeah. But do you think, I mean, he had some problems. I mean, he couldn't throw the ball downfield. There's a reason he got cut in New England. There's a reason nobody really wanted him before the Patriots picked him up last year. What do you expect to see from him? And, you know, do you think this will end up being the feel-good bounce-back story that a lot of us would like to see?
Yeah, I think we all would like to see that. And I think it has the potential to happen just based on how Matt Rhule is going to approach it. You're not going to see him trying to have Cam Newton be anything other than what Cam has always been in the past. And when he puts on that Panther uniform, he goes back to that Superman mode of using my legs, taking what I have in front of me as far as throwing the football. Can he make throws? Yes, he can. Is he the Cam that was the MVP of the league a few years back? No, he's not. And so if you can get him to kind of turn and that dial just a little bit back, then I think he's going to have success. You don't ask him to try to be something that he's not. You lean into his skill set, and you will have success with Cam Newton based on even, again, how their defense is set up and how they are set up offensively to thrive is based on the skill set of their quarterback and not turning the ball over.
All right, that's our man, Greg Jennings.
All right, Greg, get back in the weight room, man.
We expecting a victory next time.
Yeah, man, it's mandatory.
That's it. Just keep working hard, doing what you're doing. You know that. Take it easy, Greg. Have a great weekend.
All right, brother. Peace. Call your bookies. We're heading out to Shekel City next, and whatever Rob says, go the other way. That's next on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know, go ahead, Chris. Sing the lyrics.
Rob is looking at me to get all excited.
Sing the lyrics,
well,
Chris.
That beat I'm thinking of, I think that was from the sequence, borrowed that, sampled that beat.
Right?
Funk You Up. Remember that Funk You Right On?
That's from that song. I got a man. What's your man got to do with me?
Right, Positive Positive K, I think, was his name.
Right,
yeah. That's what I was thinking of rather than this, the original.
Exactly. Right. What's your man got to do with me? I got a man.
That was the jam. Right. But this is the jam, too. All right, it's the iCouple Funky Flashback Friday. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Hey, Shekel City is not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but you know what? It's just a matter of time. Speaking of Vegas too, Chris, real quick, Oakland A's owner is buying land in Las Vegas, so it looks like the A's are probably going to be leaving as well.
Wow.
What a once-proud sports city. Think about all of, you know, Oakland, Chris, with the Raiders and with the Oakland A's of the 70s and just the Warriors.
The Warriors went to San Francisco.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they've lost all their teams.
Wow.
It's a shame. So it looks like that's going to happen.
Because they had great fans for the Raiders and great fans for the Warriors even before – the dynasty.
No,
you know that.
In the 90s,
all their fans
were great. All the time.
Yeah.
And the Oakland A's won 3 straight World Series, Chris, in the 70s.
Yep.
I mean, Reggie Jackson was on that team.
Before all the analytics.
Right. Right.
And then remember with Ricky Henderson and those guys.
Yeah.
So they,
no doubt.
I mean, they were a great franchise. Wow.
All right. I got a rebound from last night. Last night was an absolute stinker.
Didn't you say that yesterday?
No, I just.
Yeah, I think you did. I think this is back to back.
Anyway, Chris, I'm taking the Pistons.
Listeners, take heed to that. Back to back.
Pistons plus two against the Warriors in Detroit.
Don't go with that one.
I'm taking the Celtics plus one. They're the underdogs at home against the Lakers.
Don't go with that one.
LeBron ain't
That's
all the
two
way
right
back.
There. 0-2 right there.
And I'm taking the Nets minus 9.5.
You know Kevin Durant's not playing. Did you
yeah,
know that?
I do know. Yeah, I do.
And they still going to beat the Magic by
It's still the Orlando Magic, okay? Right. They're going to beat them by 10. Even without Kevin Durant, other guys will shine. Again, don't forget, I'm not telling you who to bet on.
Thank
I'm just
God.
Telling you who I bet on. All right, Shekel City for your Friday.
Rob G, what's the deal? What's the rule? What's the law?
There's no law.
He can't tell them. But Rob is a responsible gambler.
Well, how's that any more responsible?
Because I'm telling people, don't follow me, right, Rob G?
Exactly.
They know they don't have to follow
No, but I'm telling them in case they think like.
Yeah, because Rob's a very influential guy, and you see he's only posting his wins, so they're like, right. Hey, yeah, I got to follow what Rob Parker's doing.
That's his fault for, you know, fudging the numbers. All right, Rob. Cam Newton, we asked Greg Jennings about it. Cam Newton's returning. I do think, Rob, that he's got a chance to lead them to the and lead might be too strong, but I think they got a chance to make the playoffs with Cam at quarterback. Because
I mean, they got a chance, but the funny thing is, Chris, just my gut is that there's a good chance that they don't win this week.
Well, we're not sure. Who are they playing? Who are they playing? Washington. Yeah. Okay. Washington. Another team, they're not as good as Minnesota,
and then
but
right.
another but, team that has lost some tough games.
Right, but they also beat the Bucs, right? They beat the Bucs.
They're coming off that win.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't like Cam. I don't know if he's all the way ready, Chris. I know he played sparingly and in particular spots. Now as a starting quarterback, that changes everything. Now you got to make those throws. You got to do a lot more stuff than just coming in situations that best suit you. So I'm not so sure against Washington, this might be a setback for Cam. If I'm betting shekels on it, I'm taking Washington in this game because it's Cam's first start, and we just saw a little bit of him, not even enough for me to really feel like where he is playing a full game as a starter.
Yeah,
is that fair or unfair?
No, that's very fair. Because, I mean, I don't want to give away my pick, but I'm with you. I'm actually, we're going to deal with that in picks and pick off. I think Carolina can win, but I don't think that they'll cover.
Okay.
You know, so, I did my picks early. I think that's what I was thinking. But I'm with you on Washington have a great chance to win this game. But Cam threw four passes, Rob, in that game. Now, it was a nice touchdown pass. It was on the money to Robbie Anderson. Obviously, it was red zone. Great pass. The run, he was so determined. That's what I looked at. When I saw that, Rob, how determined he was to get in that end zone. It was like the last 2 months. And really, you could even say the last 2 years, Rob, of disrespect for him outside of New England. I think he was just like, man, I'm getting in this end zone.
But now we come back
to reality. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I still remember that game against Seattle, Chris. I don't know why I keep going back to that, where he got stopped. You remember at the goal line?
That was right.
That would have been
2-1.
Yeah.
They won that,
it just was a big road win. You know, it could have been a big – it was in Seattle. It could have been a big road win. And 9 out of 10 times, Cam gets in. Am I right? At that 1 yard line.
Yep.
He was hard to stop at the goal line. It was one of those plays that I just always go back to. But anyway, you're right. Like, I got to get in here no matter what. It's been a hellish 2 years. And, you know, he feels rejuvenated. We'll see. I could be totally wrong. And he lights it up. And they beat Washington convincingly. And then we got something going on. But I just, there's something there that just the first game back, not just in spots that work for you, but in all these different situations, I'm not so sure yet.
He threw two passes, two of them were behind the line of scrimmage. So he didn't, you know, like, we don't know what he's got. He was put in positions, to your point, to look really good, and he did. And look, the bottom line is this.
He might have blanks in that gun, Chris.
All they need him to be is a game manager.
Yeah, I mean, they got a running game and they got a defense, right?
Right. McCaffrey, I thought, was sensational. I mean, he looked good catching the ball and running it. And their defense is great.
They miss him, Chris.
Yeah, oh yeah. If Cam just doesn't make mistakes, Rob, and if he can make dink and dunk is effective. People can rip it all they want. Mac Jones, early Tom Brady, whatever you want to say. It works. It can work if you got the other elements around you, like, and the Panthers do. So we'll see, but that's a big game. 2 hours left with the iCup. You know what to do. Keep it locked.